We are partners with Hashem, creating the world, and in creating the hashpah of the world. Zokta Gemara, Zokta, I mean the Reb Chaal, Hine, Shamata Kvar, you've heard already, Eich kol inyanei hatachtonim tluyim heim b'maimer. Everything that Hashem does is totally is dependent on the maimer Hashem, on the korach of Hashem.
Dvar Hashem.
Akin shorish kol inyanei elu humitzius korach elyon hamachazikam b'chol matzaveya. And therefore, everything is the Metzias Koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'inyonei HaKoach hazeh mishtavim u'misyachasim im inyonei hashpa'osav yizbarach b'chol. The elements of this force parallel and relate to the elements of Hashem's hashpa'ah on the world. Kumoi should be arti lochel mylam a pasuk vara isa sachairo fanai lo yero. Kimine ashboisheim shabam yishar akairo vairichu when you saw lavim shashmaim of Nisakas and Shas Kor Tatonim in mini ashboisheim is called Mazda Tatonim. Basically, everything depends on the interconnection between the ashba above and the world down here to accept. So the world above has to be given, the world down here has to be accepted, and only when they work together, there's a hashva, there's the way they fit together. The top and the bottom, that's going to determine how much and how stark the hashpah is. Okay?
Stark meaning
Strong.
strong.
Okay? So again, basically, I had to sum up the last day or two. We are partners with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a unilateral hashpah. It's not a unilateral emanation, he calls it, or giving. It's all depends on Hashem measures it and caters it to the needs and the capabilities of the recipient.
Well said. But it's a collaboration, though.
Collaboration, yeah. That is the point. Omer HaNeshama, Kufnotes 159. Vade taima de mistabra huze. Makes sense. As people change, you it will change the world above. According to the change that we have in ourselves down here, that will cause change. It will a ripple effect change above. And that will eventually change the way the hashpa comes down. Makes sense. Now, I don't even understand the title of the next part.
What?
Part four,
Oh,
how the sustaining force interacts with the lower worlds.
what's
Let's see where he's going with this.
that?
We also need to examine the way this force interrelates with the lower worlds themselves. Meaning what?
I don't know. I don't know what the question is,
I'm not
but
sure what the
no.
question is.
Yeah,
Yes,
no, I
so
know, but
this
what's
the
the
same
shadow?
way that because everything that happened here, it's a mashal of what happened also in direction of what Hashem with us. So how this probably leads between Each other.
each other.
So let's see. I want to read number 48. It says like this: in this chapter, we have examined the force that sustains all of creation and how it interrelates with the emanations through which God acts upon the world. We have learned that the resulting changes in the sustaining force account for everything we see in the lower world. For example, if the sustaining force receives an influx from the higher hashpa, bracha comes down into the world. If not, no bracha comes down. However, we've not yet examined how exactly the sustaining force interacts with the lower worlds to produce those effects. In other words, we have analyzed the relationship between the active emanations and the sustaining force, but we have not yet analyzed the relationship between the sustaining force and the lower worlds. What's the sustaining force?
Just nefesh to hoof here, please.
Let's see.
No, that's the mashal. No, but he says that when he says kuf on the sham over here now,
Yeah.
that it's an analogy, not actually.
Yes. I don't know what's going on here. Somehow or other, there's levels in this. That's the bottom line. So the hashpah.
What's in? Well, you're not reading that, but. We didn't read it yet.
Let's see, Pirish. Ki hinni ha'adam bonei migufu neshama, v'yadana shekol tenuas ha'guf noldum in the neshama. Amar mishal noldas gamkein, eich misyasheres ha'neshama ba'guf atzmai, v'eich pa'elas bo'i lo'oilad ha'tenuas ha'hem ba'guf. Ki ish lan o'oilad ha'as inyoni ha'koach shal ha'tachtonim ima ha'tachtonim ha'atzmai. It is very complicated. Like his whole question is complicated. But basically, the idea being, let's take his muscle, and then, like you said, and maybe we'll understand it from there. A person has a body and a soul. And the body only moves as much as the soul wants it to. Once a person's soul leaves the body no longer moves. However, we have to understand how does the neshama make the body move? I mean, we know it's true, but what's the mechanics of it? You think it's saying something else?
No.
Let's see number 49.
Well, Rachel say that if Hashem gives Hashpa to the soil, and according to what mitzvahs we do, so the same way, whatever the goof does, it needs the neshama needs to.
Right, it's kind of like this boomerang effect. When we do something, so now the first thing it's a little bit of a boomerang effect. When we do something, so now we become better people. That sends up a message up to Shemayim. Saying, hey, in Shemayim, these guys deserve some hashpa. Then the hashpa comes down and they receive it. So it's a two-directional street, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you stub your toe, so the message goes up, hey, this guy's toe is just stubbed, and then the message comes back down, hey, that hurts. Right?
Sometimes with my toe, I feel the delay. Seriously, really? Like I stub my toe, and then like a second later, I feel it hurt. Only with the toe.
You don't have that?
The farthest part from your brain.
I've never, right.
Huh? And I hit my toe, I scream right away.
Right. You always scream at the person that left the thing there. For some reason, so is that person's fault. It's never actually your fault for stepping on it. It's always the person's fault. Why'd you leave it there? I don't know, why'd you step on it? Right. But anyway, so
I think so. Brings that you are in Sukkos when they juggle. It says each time what the eggs is that it says it's that's the whole avoid. Like eggs is like a whole bria, so it's Mr. Snafish. So it's juggling and going back and forth there with like Mr. Snafish and that one with Saki.
I think that's basically what he's saying over here. So there's the message going back and forth to Shemayim. So we've been discussing why does Shemayim care about what we do. So we become partners with Hashem, we all that. Okay, but now, how is Hashem's Hashpa now accepted down here? L'maisa. I'm going to tell you a deep thing. Hashem's, the way Hashem is Mashpia in the world is, because in reality, Hashem's Shechina is present in the entire planet. And it's Hashem's Shechina in this world which is what gives everyone a koach to live. You, Hashem, give life to everything. Hashem, you are meloi chol ha'aretz. You are filled. Your covet fills the entire land. Our aveiros push Hashem kavyochol away from the bria. Your averus are what separate us. And this is the Indian Vashakhati Bisoichum. Brings Hashem more honor when he is shoichin, when he's dwelling down here, The entire world is an expression of Kavod Hashem. That they want without koyach. What does it mean without koyach? It means they went out without a spiritual koyach. So when we go out Yisrael
Shmini no?
in
No,
the
Hashanah, Hashanah. Sorry,
and in the Geula it says Chvod Hashem. So, Zok the Ramchal, that the way this works is that the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, is Shoira his Shechina inside the Bria. Hashem dwells inside the world. And everything in this world is there to bring out his covenant and his honor. V'teidi, she'in din zeh mitztarich ma'oid l'inin ha'malachim u'po'el ha'seim, k'nei rotza ha'odem baruch hu la'azaz ma'isa v'aydei m'sharsim, ha'loi ha'malachim ha'kdoshim, k'nei rotza v'shichin g'du, k'shchinose al ha'malachim ha'ile, heim ha'mshlucha v'amitziyim kol g'zeroysa v'poyal. Shmosh ha'gorgo m'shutof im kol malach ha'malach. So Hashem chose that the way his system works is through Malachim. So this is part of how Hashem dwells in the world, is that he uses the power of angels as Malachim, as representatives, to bring out what he wants to happen in the world. One example. So he's going to talk about different examples of how Hashem interacts with the world. And then he's going to talk about the Beis HaMikdash next. That's the next point. Okay, let's stop here. Okay, just going to go up to page 514.
Oh, we have an example. Don't we have already?
We have a quorum.
No. Are you ready to
Yeah,
did I sit in on the Chabura or no?
that's it this week.
Okay. Jimmy and Fasman.
What? What's wrong?
No, it's Jimmy and Fasman.
Yeah.
I didn't love me.